Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome to the second episode of the Ghost Girl Podcast. Woohoo! So in the very first episode, I talked about the pilot and the second episode, hello. And for this one, I will be talking about the third and fourth episodes, which are Viking Funeral and Dinner Party. But before I begin, I just want to give a quick little shout out to my friend Ella over on Twitter, because she started kind of like an unofficial podcast called Eggs O'Clock, where me and her and a couple others usually talk about like all things ghosts on like a Twitter space. And that is what kind of encouraged me to like start this podcast. So yeah, shout out to Ella out there. All right, so let's go ahead and jump right in. So first up, we have Viking Funeral. So Viking Funeral is kind of like the first episode where, you know, we're starting to kick the show off and like kind of get into the feel of like how everything's going to like work and how the humor is going to be. And just like the dynamics between like Sam and Jay and the ghosts. And we just get to see a lot of beginnings of like the relationship between Sam and the ghost, which I think is really interesting. So in this episode, Sam and Jay, while doing renovations, they come across Thor's like bones from when he like died on the property from a lightning strike. But for the beginning of the episode, Sam and Jay are just kind of like having a discussion, and the ghosts are there, of course. And it's just funny seeing like the beginnings of Sam like talking to like both Jay and the ghost, because that is something that happens throughout the show, obviously. And it's just so funny, you know, going back and seeing the very beginning of like this phenomenon happening, and Jay being like what are the ghosts saying, and then Sam being like, the ghosts are doing this. And then also, of course, the beginning of Sam lying about what the ghosts are saying and being like, just so you know, the ghosts agree with me. And then all the ghosts just going and saying like, I love them. So then we kind of have like, we get into like the main plot of the episode where they like find Thor's bones. And one of my favorite lines from that is like when they're like trying to like figure out what to do with like Thor's bones. And Alberta's like, I'll give you a little piece of advice. Get rid of the damn body. And I just think that's so funny. And then also a little bit before that, there was like P and Alberta and Trevor like bothering Sam. And then she's like, why don't you choose like a ghost representative? Which leads to like one of my favorite scenes ever in the show is like the ghosts trying to like choose a representative. And Isaac's like, we need to have like an election and speeches and stuff. And then but then he just like basically like nominates himself, which is like not really democratic, but okay, sure, Isaac. Also, one thing that I love that begins in this episode is we get to see Isaac and Alberta's dynamic like start to be like fleshed out in this episode. I like to describe them as like frenemies, because like I feel like they're very similar to each other in that like they're both like very like prideful people, and like they think highly of themselves, but also like they have like hidden insecurities and stuff. And that, like, I just feel like they see a lot of each other in themselves, which is why sometimes they like bicker. But they're just such like a fun duo to like see them like interacting on screen and like working together. And this episode, they're mostly like they're working against each other because they're like, you know, trying to get the votes of like the other ghosts. But then there's like this really sweet moment at the end where they kind of like, you know, make up and whatever. And it's so nice. One of my favorite moments from like this like scene with Isaac and Alberta, like being like putting themselves out there as like the candidates to be like the ghost representative or whatever, is when Isaac says, I was at the signing of the Declaration of Independence. And then Alberta's like, no, you weren't. And then Isaac's like, I was outside. They started early. Like, that's so stupid and so silly. I love it. Also, we get like some crumbs of like Isaac and Sass in this, and If you guys know anything about me, it's that those two are my favorites. So, of course, I have to bring up any time that they interact with each other. And then Isaac's like, I practically invented democracy. And then Sass is like, actually, indigenous governments were like the model for American Confederacy. And he's just like, but. And it's so funny watching him get flustered. All right, moving on to the next scene, which is pretty special because it includes the very first, like, Ghost flashback that we get to see. And honestly, the flashbacks are, like, one of my favorite parts of Ghost. It's so fun getting to see, like, what the ghosts were like, when they were alive or, like, when they were... Sometimes the flashbacks are, like, when they were ghosts, but just, like, earlier before, like, Sam. And it's just so interesting to see, like, how they were, like, when they were alive and just all this, like, information that we get to, like, see about them. It's so cool to see. And I just love the flashbacks so much. A bit of a, like, theme throughout, like, the show that starts in this episode is, like, Hetty kind of coming to terms with, like, feminism, I guess, and, like, she's a product of her time, and so she, like, views women as, like, inferior to men, because, like, that's what she was always, like, taught. That's, like, how she was told to think about herself. But over the course of the show, starting with, like, this episode, Alberta and Flower both help her to see that women are equal to men and are just as good. And it's really nice to see her, like, kind of, like, start on that, like, journey of, like, kind of, like, accepting herself and her own, like, femininity and, like, accepting that women are capable of doing the same things that men can. And I love how, like, early that, like, narrative is, like, established, and, like, we get to see it just so well with Hetty and, like, Alberta's conversation, where, like, Flower comes in and is like, yeah, the man tried to make us wear bras and shave our pits, drop acid, not bomb, woo, which I love Flower. But, like, and, you know, the entire scene is just great because we get to see Hetty and Alberta, like, bonding, and they're such an underrated duo, honestly. I think they're great. Now it is time to talk about one of my other favorite gags of the show. My all-time favorite gag is Isaac, like, referencing Hamilton, because it's just, his rivalry is so funny. But the other one is the sucked off joke. Which I have, like, a little story that I wanted to tell about that first. So I was talking to, like, one of my friends about the show, and she also watches the show. And we were, like, just discussing, like, the concept of, like the ghost being sucked off. And one of our other friends that was, like, nearby was like, "Oh, sorry, what are you talking about?" And we were just like, "Oh, yeah, that does sound really weird out of context." Because, like, I don't know, we were just so used to it because, like, that terminology is used all the time in the show. But, like, to a non-ghost fan, yeah, I can definitely see how they'd be like, what are you talking about? It's so funny watching this scene, like, watching Hetty and Sass, like, say with, like, completely straight faces, like, yeah, like, we all dream of getting sucked off. And then Trevor's just like, ha, ha, ha. It's so funny. So I've talked quite a bit about, like, the B plot so far, but not as much about, like, the A plot, which is basically that, like, Sam and Jay want to sell Thor's bones to, like, get money for, like, the rest of the renovations. Obviously, Thor is not very happy about that, though, because he wants to have, like, a Viking funeral, because then maybe he'll get sucked off. But eventually, Sam and Jay decide that they will go with Thor's wishes and have, like, a Viking funeral for him. Not before he says that he, like, put a curse on them, though, and then, like, oh, it can't be reversed. And, like, at the time, you're just like, oh, whatever. But then, like, the fact that that's gonna, like, come back later is, I don't know, very interesting. Because, like, when I first watched it, I was like, okay, whatever. But then I was like, oh, that's actually important. So then, because of Alberta, like, talking to Hetty about feminism and stuff. Alberta is supposed to win, like, the election, but then Isaac, like, enlists, like, the basement ghost to, like, be on his side, but then they're just like yeah, we're actually gonna vote for one of our own. And Isaac says, like, one of my favorite lines of his, which is, yeah, democracy is broken. It's a flawed system, everyone. Oh, gosh. Isaac honestly has some of, like, the best lines in the show. Like, some of the one-liners in the show are just so iconic, and Isaac just has so many great ones. So then, of course, we get to, like, the actual, like, Viking funeral part where they're, like, burning the bones in a boat. And then we have, like, the sweet, nice moment of, like, Isaac and Alberta kind of, like, resolving their differences, and it's just really nice to see. But also, one thing that I think is pretty underrated about this scene is, like, right before that, Trevor, like, comes up to Thor and he says, sometimes you meet a bro, and you're like, this is a bro. And I like that line is just, like, overlooked a lot, I think, and I just think it's so funny because, like, what is that even supposed to mean? I don't know, but, like, I just find it so funny. Then we get, like, the infamous scene of, like, Thor getting, like, sucked off, and we're just like, oh my gosh, he's going up to heaven, oh my gosh. I remember, like, watching this and being like, wait, are they gonna get rid of one of the ghosts, like, so soon? And, like, I was very concerned. And then we get, like, Flowers, like, little, like, love confession. She's like, I've always loved you. And I was just like, oh my gosh. Then, of course, it turns out Thor wasn't actually being sucked off. But it does start, like, the little, like, romance between, well, not exactly romance yet, but, like, I don't know. It kind of, like, starts the whole, like, Thor and Flower thing that, like, you know, gets developed later on, which I think is nice. I'm not, like, a huge, like, shipper of Thor and Flower, but, like, I do think they are cute, and I think it's, like, an interesting ship dynamic. All right, and then I am a big fan of, like, just, like, the end of, like, that episode. Just all the ghosts, like, kind of, like, gathering around, and they're all, like, happy. Like, Thor finally got his funeral. They're all just, like, in a group, and they look so happy. And it's such, like, a nice little moment where, like, the ghosts, like, you can really see that, like, they're bonded, like, as a group. And it's, I don't know, it's just really cute, and I love it. All right, so we've talked quite a bit about Viking funeral. So let's talk about the next one, which is dinner party. And so dinner party is kind of following, like, Sam and Jay as they try and get to know the neighbors, the Farnsbys, better, as, like, they need permits to do, like, all their renovations, and, like, the Farnsbys are kind of like a wall in the way, so they have to kind of, like, charm them and, like, be like, hey, you should let us do our renovations, please. So in between, like, the scenes where we're seeing Sam and Jay talk to the Farnsbys, we also see a scene with, or several scenes with, Pete and Hetty. And first of all, what an underrated duo, for real, because, like, I feel like they interact, like, a fair amount, I would say. But, like, I don't know, Hetty constantly going after Pete is just so funny to me, and I don't know, I like the two of them. I think they make a good duo. But in this scene with, like, the two of them, we first see Hetty's little cocaine addiction, as you might say. And it's just kind of funny to me, because, like, for us, this is our first time hearing that Hetty is, like, very much into, like, cocaine. But, like, surely Pete and the others have probably heard this before, yet Pete is like, I'm sorry, did you say cocaine? Like, yes, it would be surprising to us, like, the audience, but, like, I don't know, at that point, I really don't think Pete should be all that surprised, because, like, she brings it up quite a bit during the show, so, like, surely she's talked about it plenty of times before this, but, I mean, what do I know, I guess. So then, of course, after that, we have, like, Sam and Jay planning for, like, the dinner party, and like, Sam's like, ghosts, please leave me alone just once. But of course, the ghosts don't listen. You know, another running theme in the show, like, oh, Sam says to do something and the ghosts are going to do the exact opposite. Whoa, who could have seen that coming? But one thing that I love in this scene where, like, they're, like, talking about, like, oh, who's going to, like, go to the dinner party? And Hetty's like, well, obviously I'm going to go, is, like, her, like, immediately, like, dismissing Trevor as an option and being like, oh, you don't have pants on, like, you're not properly dressed. And Trevor's just so offended. And honestly, I love Trevor and Hetty's, like, the beginning of their, like, their dynamic as the two of them. I'm definitely going to talk more about them later, as obviously there is quite the development with the two of them. But for the time being, I'll just talk about them in this episode. Like, to me at least, like, Hetty seems like this, like, strict mom almost. And she's just, like, scolding her son, like, you aren't good enough for this dinner party, actually. And Trevor's just so offended. And I think it's really funny. So then we get to, like, the actual, like, start of the dinner party. And one person I haven't talked about a lot yet is Jay. And Jay has one of, like, my favorite lines where, like, the Farnsbys give Sam and Jay, like, this, like, nice bottle of wine. He's like, damn, that's some good Chardonnay. And I love that line so much. Like I was saying earlier, like, the one-liners in the show are just really strong. And I love them so much. And they're really great for out-of-context compilations, may I just add. Because some of them are just enough unhinged that you're just like, what are they even talking about right now? So skipping forward a bit, like, Sam and Jay are having, like, their, like, dinner party with the Farnsbys, and poor Sam is just not having a great time because the ghosts are just will not leave her alone. They're just like, we want to be included. And she's just like, I can't deal with this, actually. And that's honestly just so relatable, especially, like, the scene where, like, all the ghosts, well, like, the ghosts that were, like, not included decide they're gonna fight back. And so they're, like, messing with the lights, and, like, Thor's, like, fighting Trevor. During that scene, Sam just looks, like, so uncomfortable, and, like, to Jay and, like, the Farnsbys, like, everything's normal, but then it's just, like, absolute chaos for Sam. And then Sam getting angry at the ghost, and then her just being like, well, guess what, we're alive. And then it's so funny how offended the ghosts get at that. Like, I don't know, like, she's called them a slur or something. They're just like, how dare you drop the A word? Like, that's terrible. So then we find out that the Farnsbys are actually trying to, extort Sam and Jay for, you know, because they're like, oh, like, we have something you need, so we're going to make you pay a bunch of money for it. And so, of course, Sam and Jay need, like, help from the ghosts. And at first, the ghosts are like, no, we're not going to help you. But then Sam says, like, something, like, really sweet that I really like. And it's like, this isn't my house. This is our house. And it's just, like, the first moment of, like, seeing Sam kind of, like, see the ghosts as, like, her, like, friends. Almost, like, I don't know, before they were just, like, you know, these, like, irritating beings that, like, were, like, there and she couldn't really do anything about them. But, like, it's nice to, like, kind of see the beginnings of her, to, like, see them as, like, friends and companions and, like, you know, people that she can help and that they can, like, help her. And it's just a really sweet moment that I really like. So then, of course, the ghosts help Sam and Jay seem, like, cool for the Farnsbys with, like, Pete and his whole, like, new heart thing. And then the ghosts, like, helping them with the extortion thing and bringing up, like, the, like, pickleball court that was, like, built illegally or whatever. So then we see Sam and Jay have a win, which is, it's always nice to see, especially since the Farnsbys are such jerks. Yeah, so it's a nice little end to the episode. At the end, Trevor is still pouting, and he's just like, I still wanted to be invited. And then Hetty, like, makes him feel better by being like, well, there has to be, like, a prominent snub. And then she's like, guys, it was the pants thing. I can't get over the pants thing. And they're like, yeah, understandable. So overall, I really liked these two episodes, Viking Funeral and Dinner Party. I wouldn't say they're, like, my, like, all-time favorites, but, like, they're strong. They're strong episodes. I would say my main complaint for Dinner Party, though, is that Sass is not in it. Where is he? Like, for some of, like, the episodes in season one, like, I know for sure that, like, Isaac, Pete, Alberta, and Trevor are in every like, episode of season one. But Sass, Flower, Thor, and Hetty aren't in, like, some of them for some reason. And I think it had to do with, like the status of, like, main characters or something with, like, the cast. I'm not sure. I think it had to do with, like, their contracts, maybe. But, like, luckily for season two, like, all of them were, like, main cast now. But yeah, there's some where, like, some of the ghosts are just kind of, like, inexplicably missing, and, like, Sass wasn't in this one, and I was just like, well, where is he? What's he doing? Because I feel like Sass probably would have been, like, not invited, and so, like, I would have liked to see, like, his reaction to, like, not being invited, because, like, I feel like he probably would have taken offense to that. And thank you so much for all the great feedback on, like, the first episode. I was definitely really nervous to, like, publish it, because I was like, oh, I don't know, like, what are people going to think? But everyone was really nice about it. So thank you so much for that. And thank you so much for listening. And I will see you all next time.